Went to last week we started with Yisod that the ganze Torah and the Shvat and Yonah from Yom Neroyim. And remember, it's really the avoid from Yedda Tog. I mentioned that this now is a choyte, or is nicht a choyte. The ganze the Neroyim stick a tag from the Elul, the Hishan No, the Nun Aleph Yoyim. That's Mutal on the Mensch, the Moldedike avoid the Neroyim until he comes to the Masav of the Kanabet and the Bunch of Hishan No. Is because it was marked that it was a choyte, and a lot of people loyal, I know it, they're just not marked that they're a choyte. They just don't do anything wrong. Everything somehow seems to be right. And they don't have any avedis. About to have no avedis. They don't feel slachlonu every day. It doesn't mean anything. Shevenu minu tzarisecho, v'kavenu makadabzecho, the bracha of a tshuva is nothing. And the bakosha for slachlonu, it does nothing. It's just because a person is, he doesn't. And the reason, one of the main reasons, we'll soon see a lot of different reasons why this happens, is because the person is the goof is chazak. A mensch is secure with his goof, he refuses to be nichna. And of that, the pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, "Hine nishbet oisach al omrech loichatosik." That is a chas v'sholom. A moyer dike din of a mensch. Not only the etzem chefze from the aveda, when the etzem aveda is like a yetzatoy, the yetzahor is a gresim chobo, but the chutzpah neirod, a mensch will sich nish unterwerfen to say that he's chatosik. I am sorry. A lot of people that got divorced simply because they couldn't say chatosik. So many tragedies that happens in classrooms. So it happens all over in the ganze holochelich of your life. If you're not strong enough to say chatosi, it's a disaster. Machasav shoyev lo yatzliach in anything, with a napoil relationship, or any time when you have two people together. A mensch hot nish lekorach tzong chatosi is a mensch afalor in a mensch. Befat when it gets to the melech malchi am lochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is so rochuk from us to feel that he really exists, is weekend is a mensch on the chatosi, it's a vermin, it's a boss, it's a boss. First of all, he doesn't feel anything, and it's a vermin etter. So we're going to go through this a little bit starker, benegeit yeni chatosi, but I want to tell you a marshal. The marshal, I heard this last week from some rov, that it's mamash an eye-opener, and he explains moiridig the matzav of the dirt, and you see how important this for a person is a gaggle to chunta. He said it was a meister shohi, he happens to have been in the airport, which we all through one time or other, we go to an airport. So many times until you get onto the flight, there's an hour or two, especially when it's delayed, it's tamachur v'noyre. It's vostun the kinderlach. They start running up and down the escalators. They run down the escalators, front the kinder, and the mother you do, it won't help. The kid run up, and they run down, they run up. We shrite them, and that's the way it goes. This Rav saw, he was in the airport, and he saw a bunch of kids are running down the escalator. They got so tired from running down the escalator, they decide they're going to run up. The down escalator. Of course, we all did that when we were kids. Then he sort of just three sugim. There's one kid, one group, or let's take one. Take Alaway's game. One kid, he was facing the right direction, wants to go up, but the mice didn't do anything. So even though he was facing the up direction, but his escalator was going down. So he just went down. The other one, he was a chochem, he was going step at a time. Step, step, step. But the mice ended up staying the same spot. Because he was taka going up, the aggressive tzaddik was going up, aber the escalator was going down. So vasata fadin gonish. The only ones who make it are those energetic kids, the asas penaver, the kids that are wise guys, mukhasaf, and they're gonna go beat the system, and they're gonna run up the down escalator. And there was the ones that only a few of them, they make it, the best get fatayed and this and that, they can't. Dr. Azay. This is, we're living in a massive, if you like it or not, you'll be moidy, you're not moidy, if you're blind, it's a Yeridus Adoidus. Not only Yeridus Adoidus, it's a Nefilus Adoidus. We are going down. There's nobody in the world today that's going to pick up the dirt. That's the until Mashiach comes. Heard this from Avyankov, I heard it 30 years ago. He told me, Ein mensch ken es ufeven, he told me where, ob es nicht herangetan a learning. Of course, I'm not going to tell you who it is. Ein mensch, he said, there's only one person in his dirt, when Avyankov was more than 30 years ago, I heard it. About 40 years ago. There's one person, he thought, Amen, he's the only one, he's not going to learn. There's no one that can pick up the dirt. He said, the dirt is going down. That's what he said in his time. What are we going down further and further? We see it. Every Zman, the dirt, we're another dirt going down. It's not, you don't have to wear the dirt. It's just getting lower and lower. Our understandings are, we're so good, we must make Torah, we must make Avodah, we must have Sodom. And every Shetah, we must make Mesech Yivam, we must make Mesech Tzubas, we must make Arov, we must make in any Dargin, the Dov Ruchni, we're just going lower and lower and lower. Our standards are going, so what's the Eitzah? So some people get, what's someone told them? Say, turn around, we're going to show them health. And they stay, they just look. They look at the escalator's going down. What's the fatin? So he goes down. They just have to be standing backwards. He's going down together with the whole dirt. Then some people go, I had to shmuz for the matzah. So here's a kugel. I've seen from Pinkus tape. It goes this. And he chaps in and he puts a picture from a godel on his wall. Face. And little sparks over here. This and then he keeps it. Here one step and one step, one step. He only ends up the same place where he started with, because he's really not going anywhere. Because he just, as the door is going down, so he got. He heard a shmuz. He heard a void. He looked in the safe. He bought a new agoda, and he found the new of the thus. Yeah, all these demyonilach, the kind of zachalach, and he ends up really with nothing. He's just in the same place. There are a few people, and these are the people, the only guys that are going to make it are the ones that are running up the escalator. You have to decide if you're going to run up the escalator. Now, those that are bochrem, no, yes, Hashem, you'll become your light, you'll live a different tahechra matzav, left in the kolosher v'leisha, sher v'leitardi, you're in a hechra matzav when you're a young man, I hope. Anyway, I'll call upon him, but a young man can still have exchange stub. He's all have exchange stub. We'll keep, continue, I'm inserted the word we're up to now, he'll fly down together with the third. A person that goes, he's machazik himself from time to time, he learns mus a little bit, learns from the half hour mus that he's supposed to learn a day, he learns 10 minutes a day, 50 minutes a day, twice a week, three times a week, whatever his matzim is. Basically, he stays where it is. Why? I is the Yirei Shamayim, and the Davin Kud, and the Shreiko, and Yesh Menava. But the escalator is going down. He's only going step by step. The escalator is going down. He's going up step by step. The only people that are going to make it are people who's reißen von sich sticke. You're going to have to rip from yourself your own flesh. What the goyim did to Rabbi Kiva, they would rip off his misreikish abazel your own flesh. So you're going to have to do it to yourself if you want to make it. That's reißen von sich sticke. The whole shit chayim. Otherwise, you're just going to fly down. And I want to tell you something. You're all grace at tzaddikim. But what's with your kids? What's going to be with the vibe in the kinder? Who's teaching them ruchnis? So if you're not going to set the pace and shtub with the reisach for Yiddishkeit, and you see your bench with a hat and jacket, and kiddish is kiddish, and my machronim is a meisach, and the mitzvah my machronim, you don't go tap the sink and give us a blood knife, smack that, and das ruft sich my machronim. But you give every mitzvah, is a shakidishonu bim mitzvaisam, and every pulu that you do is mamish, the reis, they said, as a tati fit the muhammad, a fit the muhammad. Most people don't even know they're in a war. People live their lives. Till Yosheva says, Elian, they never knew they were in a Muhammad. And it's just gone. They just lost everything. Megapa Yovei, that's not even Megapa Yetzi. They come back even less than what they started with. A mensch muzach untergartlin. You have to realize that there's no one that's going to hold your hand. In the computer world, they say someone to walk you through. You have a problem, you call up the person to help you, he's going to tell you, do this and do that. There's no one that's going to do it. It's not. Yeshivas are getting bigger and bigger. And there's less pikuach and less pikuach, and this is the fact. There's nothing you can do. The only eitzah is the famous pasuk I tell you a trillion times. Osav shalom avolvot is gezok and avdisat merover let the sarum. Oish el reyehu vayakshav Hashem vayishma vayikosav sevel lefonuv liyiri Hashem alchoshev shmo. You must get a chavrusa. You can't do it on your own. You can't. I spoke to Simcha Zisel Lubavitz, Rabbi Yeruchim Svarim, many years ago. He was the one that gave us the grace of Matona, Rabbi Yeruchim Svarim. He was the one that wrote it out. And he told me, as mekenish, a mensch muss ton zusammen mit einander. Muss mit einander, mekenish ton allein. So if you're not going to have a charusa in Yonah from Yira, you're not going to have a charusa in Yonah from Torah, you're just going to go down the escalator like the whole day. There's a moedah de ketfiyah in a mensch. When a person realizes that the escalator is going down, most people don't even know that the escalator is going down. They don't even know they're in the escalator. But those people that happen to know the escalator, and they know that the escalator is going down, and they're facing, they see, we're just... It's not happening. It's man after man. What did I do last man? I'm just not getting anywhere. What wasn't this Aleph from last man to this man? What's this man? And they realize something is wrong and they're not willing to guide the chunter and to reiß from sich shtick and to go hecher and hecher, then they'll lose it. I've told you once that Rav Zuckerman, maybe some of you were here, he is nifta, grace, tzaddik, elter, yid, ilam, barach, of tzchaim, he said a shmuz in yeshiva. He said, I'm a moedig a maisa. I never saw it printed, but I only heard it from him. He said it in yeshiva. He said, Alexander Mukhtim went on, he wanted to be the highest person that flew the highest in the history, the highest in the world. So he got into an eagle. And the eagle was the strongest eagle in the train, the eagle the best, and he was going the highest, possibly higher than, as the eagle could go. The only way the eagle didn't have strength, so he took with himself, he understood, he was taught, that you have to feed the eagle as you're going, you feed stick like flesh. And he fed the eagle flesh. I gave him a piece of flesh and the eagle ate it and it went higher and higher. He had no more flesh. But he wanted to go even higher. But Alexander Mukhtar Marab geschnitten von sich, a stick bosser von sich. And he gave it, so the eagle should go higher. That was his understanding, that if you want to go, that's a reiskam, a stick. So Rav Zuckerman said, he spoke, then in yeshiva, a mensch so stark muss der reißen muss sich stick, it's not going to happen any other way. Is the first time, the first thing a person has to understand. Anytime he opens up a Musa Sefer, anytime he hears a Yidah, you have to be willing to reiß von sich sticker. If you're not willing to reiß sich sticker to go hechen into the matzah, you're going to go down the escalator. You're just going to go down, no matter what your lotzen is. It's not going to help anything going to hell unless you reiß von sich sticker. Is to go through the Indian from Chotosi, from a person that every single day, three times a day, says, Lachlon ovinik yechatonu, shpirti de chatonu. Montag und Donnerstag, wie sagt Hachlund, der Neuroi ist der Tfila, was der Rishonim, der Rekeach, rett herum, who was Masak in this Tfila, he who made this Tfila, and why they made this Tfila, der Neuroi ist der Tfila, was alles dreht sich herum Chet, alles dreht sich herum Chet, und bei Akosha Sliche, es dreht sich herum Chet, bei Akosha Sliche, und ein Mensch, er sagt, you're not in it, for was, was ist nicht gegen Chatasi, at most you'll be mispallel for Yeshua, but not for the Chatasi. So we went through this week that one of the main reasons is for a person that's very stark by zich, a person that's action by zich, the goof is very strong, he refuses to varf zich unter. Kolzman, I mentioned, is muftach, is a batuach, he won't do anything. And somebody asked me, Grada, Choshev Yerban asked me, what do you mean, how could I say that no one said chatasi, everybody arbitrage stark on tshuva? I tried to explain it to him that at most what we did in the Yom and Eloyim is just to want to start again. It will only have enough more. Oh, but to have the charota, which is the ganze Yom Kippur, is Veitzach Harum, Chotosi, Nechbet Faslicha, that's a very different avoida. A lot of times, of course, we all will sein rein, the other mensch will sein rein, the other mensch will sein shein. Oh, but to be margish, and to be massive, that I made a mistake, a Chotosi, is a different avoida legamri. It's the toisen to Yiddish HaHelike Yidda that ran to Uman. They ran to Uman, Yom Neroyim. Was leifen zei? They're not Naronim, what are they running from? They're running for Hamtokas Adin. The Rebbe Vip Naroi Shlepen for Gehenna by the Lent and the Etzashel, the Rebbe Naroi Shlepen by the Bek, whatever that word is. They're running for Simcha, they're running for Hamtokas Adin. But they're not running for the training to teach Mechatosi. Even in the Litvashi Evelt, even in the Yeshivish Evelt, when the Yeshivish Evelt Veis, when the Shayyas, the Rosh HaKoyl, a Choshev, a Choshev, a Mensch. Or I said, what's the idea of void? We hate to get my line and El Yom Droim says, by Yunz is no Sumira. I get away from the Rabbi, I say, Toiv, Mach, Shkain, Esig, Ving, the Rabbi, Tassi is Daf, and the Toiv. And they don't have a Limer on Chatasi. They want to start new, they were Amen, Shmuz, and Heilig, and Shem, over the Chatasi, they don't have a training of that. And even my Yunz, the Machnam, is saying, the Grace, I like what she says, but Smuchum, Ramesh, whoa, the Toiv is going through us. So the Grace, it's Hadikim, Lach. Is was is unser Arbeit? Wie viele Menschen haben gespielt mit der Lude von der Essig? Und wie viele Menschen haben gespielt mit der Suche? Und wie viele Menschen haben sich untergenommen, Chatosi, to see where is my mistakes? And to be moided at Chatosi. It's an andere Arbeit legamri. So I told you this week, the moidige Meise von jener Mensch, jener Zayani, that ended up doing, they ended up doing Tshuva only when he did Tshuva. Was it jener Rav, Rav Lef, was it Agazok? Jener Rav, when he came to the Beisak Forest. He said, Favos, darf geduch Yisurum, hat er zugekommen. I mentioned on Yisroel Lot, it's a vetnish as I told you many years ago, Maisa from Rabbi Yonison Eivishitz. Rabbi Rabbi Yonison was like, when the Rebbe, the Godla Dor, Rabbi Yaakov, my shvokot, I didn't hear, I wasn't by that chair, Rabbi Yaakov used to say, Chumashir, I wasn't by that chair, punk. My shvokot told me, heard from Rabbi Yaakov, that when the Geis of Machum was given, Rabbi Yonison Eivishitz and Rabbi Yaakov Vendem, which is a parsha stuma, Kenny Kenneth Nishvashtein, Vosodog Yishen, everybody says it's only because he's, Rabbi Yonison had such a roaring yeshiva and was so great and they were learning such Torah. The Sotan Zachar Engishtelt with this Asik with the Kameis. The Goyin they wanted. The Goyin to get involved, he was a young man, he was 34 years old. He wrote back to Rabbi Yonison. He knows that he's a Sefer Torah, Shari Bitzar, but I'm Rechen Zach Nishma Gresa for me, Hakan, Nichem Dach Kleine Mensch, and Nechma Lakem, we can Zachar Engishtelt. So much wanted the Goyin to be Machriya Gansel. I was Rabbi Yonison, a Moedike Bitui. He says that they held. Even Rav Yanke Aventer was going to go a grace of mensch, a grace of Amkubel. But if you bow to the Rebbe Rav Yanison was the God Ladoil, it's a Gedafun to Varfin. That's what Rav Yanke said, a lot of Gedoilim held that way. Without going into the Machloik, it's very good, I'm in Lishgirach. But if you bow to see, mit wem first am Arochim, the first am Arochim, oh, but Rav Yanison Eivish is their God Ladoil, muss es a Chun to Varfin. And Rav Yanke Aventer didn't, and the and each one, jeder in had gelitten. Rabbi Yankee Vendor had Loyalena, a kid that flew off, and then Rabbi Yonison had a kid who was a bit of a gal. So I want to tell you one of the cool, the Belgea, to the Maisa, Rabbi Yonison, one of his kids. He had three children, both, two of them, Gedoli Toilet, became Grace of Poiskim. They were the Shemdovers and the Shtetet, they became Rov. He had his youngest son, who was Shokol Kenegdom, who was a Iluyim, Ben Zakunim. Then he says, "Faz yeshivim v'sheitzach the mensha everybody talking chachki b'tam is given gedasa fanalev." His mom says, "A young boch was in his just hit by mitzvah." Gets he found out in Berlin there's a yeshiva. Berlin. Shteisach by the ulam to my mamish. Kids ever gain Berlin. He heard this. Okay, so yeshiva the kids, and the kid was energetic and full of life. Ever gain. Und der Tata nicht gewollt, bis zum Eufen, bis zum Ponne war Eufen, aber der Kid war stark, und er hat gesagt, Tata, okay. Kid was a powerful kid. Und der Mama hat sehr stark gewinkt. How could you go to Berlin, ist doch der Mokke. The beginning of the end of every year, the end of Berlin. So, auch der Gesügen auf seine Mama, there's a yeshiva, and the yeshiva is Matzliach, and there's a Gedeule Rabbonim over there. And the Tata would write for them a letter, they should be Makarik, so what was, and after I learned over there, so was felt, so was dein Tata, was the God, what Dörl is, your Mama is in his luck. And it gets hot with you. What would you possibly have more than that? Er geht zu Berlin. So his father had mulli dicke zahl. Rabbi Abgenson had mulli dicke zahl. And he begged his kid, don't give him a vein. It's a gonish kofling, so his kid's going to go. And the mom gewinnt, she didn't want to let, but the father knew that he's going anyway. But he should be with the kid. He wrote a letter to the Rabbonim in Berlin. To the Rosh Hashivas over there, he should be makar of his kid. Then he wrote his kid a makar. He told him, zos gedenken, zos gedenken from the drachim at ein tata, zos gedenken. The chiyuv and those tahos and the chas v'sholem, you shouldn't be mitzlachta. And she gave him his dart and his aseres adibis was adav sachitin to mingle with the wrong people. And he told the kid he's a chiyuv to wear. Kinds are angang in the Berlin trash teitzach, and he was a zabal miyuchas mitzach girechem with them in yeshiva. And right away, ooh, this Rabbi Yonson's kid, this and that, and trash teitzach, everybody was wearing different types of clothes, and this nishgiver azevin shtub, needless to say. And the kid was already, it came to yeshiva, was moyledik matzliach, moyledik yish matzliach. And then one of our Versteitzachen is always a Nisisim. So someone told me, you know, there's a college, the famous college in Lidl, Vulzende, and a college for the kids. For us, it started in Mechayel, Ochoel, so slowly, he got, to make a long story short, he got the Chabtot, and then the Regegang from Yeshiva was missing for its goof, and then he came back, this, that, till finally they Chabtot. He joined in the college in Berlin. It was Mulli Dik Matzliach, the Ilu Yotzim, and they gave him, they knew this is the big rabbi from Altuna. But this is his son. So Ogi gave him the sitrach. It's a good Ogi gave him with them. Until they mamish his shekach. As years were going by, he became close to 20 years old already. He was invested. He had a lot of friends. He invested money in business. He became a reicher mensch. He built himself up a palace. And he had no mamish, no shekach anymore to Yiddish game. Also weg again. So from all the people that he met, that are getroffen, achmon l'tzlam et amedl, but machle given a get chasman with him. She says, "Vibal, she belongs to this and this dynasty. That is not shaykh unless he's handed us or achlan mitzvah." So he thought it over and he says, "Okay, he'll do that." He said, "You have to do it in the day of the chasana, then the leaves stop it, and then this Rebbe Rabbeinu's kin. It's 3 days before the chasana, and hope she had no shaykh is the tefillin Shabbos kashrus and mamsha guns in the oven for him, and then his father comes to him in the chol." Where does the father come? He sees himself in the chol. This is 3 nights before the chasna. He sees himself standing in front of where the galach yamach shemom, where they stay in the gibdot and the mayim has a doinim. That's what the grade. What that's called. Baisim has a doinim. Ramak says that's what he refers to. The mayim has a doinim. I think it's a bit of kuf chav gimel or kuf chav dalet. As a mespal hitus from yena mayim has a doinim. Was the doinim flaking var from the fiyidim? Yom chayv them day shachas v'sholom. And he sees that he's standing for, and then Zayn Tat is master, and he's telling him, come back, I'm warning you. And he's like, with the Tzibrech and the Bein, there'll be nothing left of you. He was also tumult, he woke up in his dream, he got an answer, and he was sugar from the Cholim. So he's in Zayn Tat, he didn't know what to do, he knew where Zayn Tat is. Zayn Tat came from Yanavel, but this was always meant for it. Oh, so what did he do to be, say it, he got invited to the Sheikh, sir. You know, they're not knowing by the Goyim that he... the week before the chasm of Revzach, the Ram that chos gendik, and he lost that. Is the zweite Nacht noch einmal? He gang is lof. This time he had a cholm as ein tanz given with a chrichem. And all of a sudden they were mishpat the person. They took this tzatzke, and the Malcha Chavala started beating him. They beat him, and he was screaming from Yisurim. And he said, on the schus for my father, you should start beating me up. So his father said, don't stop unless I zog zu at seiner mensch. So he had geschwollen at seiner mensch. Kids, when he woke up, he saw his back was all broken. He saw he was bleeding. He couldn't get wet and get punched. It's only a cholum. But he said, Tati, yeah, Montem from Timel. He didn't know what to do. The second day, he decided, nay, he's going to be misgavered on himself. Nay, he's not going to listen. I gave chasna. till the next night, the night that he doesn't know already if he saw the Hokets of Bachaloim. Like Zen Zaitata said, this is the last Hasra. He says he's going to be Uiz Gilisan from the Welt and Kosh came from Yenevelt. But the Mamas will make Risik Avonim on him. And when he got to himself, he didn't know if it was a dream. He didn't know if he saw his father, Bahokat or Bahaloim, but he was so weak, he couldn't, every bone by him was broken until he staggered. He went to the Tish. And at the Gishib and Ablif, he says that I kenished, and that's it. He took money, and he staggered out of the house, and he went away until Vait, and under the Platz. Until he came to a different place, the Basi Soli opened up yeshiva. He was a rochuk, and then he just supported Tamir Chachom. He wasn't anymore a rangaton. He didn't have the koyach or the schusim to go back into the liman atoyle. It was also meisav vayt. Goes much, much further than meisav. Akoponim azok talzer Elaine. He writes in the sefer when he writes the story. He says the only reason what made him come back was because his father, he got beaten up. A mensch tut nicht tshuva. He doesn't say chatos unless he gets beaten up. Then mentions given out I get the chatata. Rebbe Rabbi Yonison, Rabbi Yonison, maybe should get the schus. As that guy saying he has schus to come down. The isit zur shi'i as a ratav and zankin. But on yisurim it's not going to happen. But what's all this a mensch ton? The mice and cannibals from the yisurim, and the person realizing his matzav is kiyum asays. If his tefillin is the way it's supposed to be, how much money did he spend for his kids' tefillin? How much money did he spend for his kids' hat? How much money do you spend for the kids about mitzvah? What's the shikul? This is a shikul of Lugetus. Lugetus in mitzvah's essay and Lois essay. Who is the chatosi in the mensch's leben? Who held the mensch? He's also a mensch ton. How does a person open himself up? So I'll tell you, Mori did you saw God of Nore, but you have to halt cheshbon, you have to keep it. And you have to be honest. You have to be honest. If you're not going to be honest, it's not going to be litva. You won't be toifest to be sorry. Gemara Shabbos Nun Zayin steht, Omer Rav Shua ben Achmeni, Omer Rav Yonson, Kol Omer David Chota Eini Alo To. The Gemara says, Meravsen Igre. Kol Omer David Chota Eini Alo To. What do you mean, Kol Omer David? Hashtet Ach Adover HaMelech, the Gemara Sanhedrin Kuf Zayin steht, Omer Rav Yudom Rav, Liyoyle Ma Yovi Adon Asmon Dei Nesoyin, Fasher Ei Dover HaMelech, Hevi Es Asmon Dei Nesoyin, Venichsha, Hashtet Ach Befeinish, Dover HaMelech, Von Himself Dei Nesoyin, Hushtet Ach Ona Ashir, the ganze Kapitel Nun Alle Vein Dover HaMelech Avda Avede. And Omer Dovah Fnei Akash Borah, this is Sifri, he says, Avedah Shavadah Lufanech Loi Tich Tevach Rai, Shreid Nes Rob Bein Avedah. Omer Lei Amokam Loi, Shov Loch Klum, She Abriyas Omeris, Bishvil, She'evu Moch, She'evu Moch Loi. What do you mean, she said, play favorites? What do you mean I shouldn't write the Avedah? He didn't already pay for it. He said, Avo, Odom, Odom, Ramach, Yagaton Avedah. Shat Agatsa Kepitl, Yagaton Avedah, Vishakton, Shmunach, Menich, Afa, Grace, Chiddish.
It means
whatever the tefillah was in him, Dovachata is Ein Elato. So I want to give you a mashal. Emetzot Chavrusa. Pashal Duchshnut L'chal Yunga Man. Here's a Chavrusa, he comes in 11 o'clock. So Chavrusa says, Meshugna, who was the guy? We're learning your promise. What are you, 11 o'clock? She says, you know, my kid was up the whole night, Pashal. I was busy for the whole night until I got diapers, you know, and then I go down and sat until I got a parking space. This Meshugas, and you can sell your Chavrusa. Because for some he's going to tell you the same thing also in a few months from now, a few weeks. But if you were Chavrusas with a bar and court, you couldn't say such a Baba Maisa. And you tell me, I was a donut, normal. Who are you talking to? You're talking about. The Chavrusa, you can sell this lotion, but you can't sell this lotion to a bar. Rabbi, you say you can say get like this. Rabbi, who was it then? It's 11 o'clock. She said you can say my tate gichalish can have them in shpital. So Rabbi said, what's my tate? Bochem, fight it. They go back into that. You could sell to Rabbi Kofa, but if you were chavrusas with the Vilna going, you couldn't get away with that. You can't say that. The only thing with the Vilna going, you can say that you finish, you're chalish, you're dead. Somehow you have to hear some echpais. So the Vilna going, okay, let's be mamshim. When they told Rabbi Yochanan that Eishlokesh was Nifta, he didn't accept that either. He went around screaming the street, Baal Lakisha. Baal Lakisha, Baal Lakisha. So if he's dead, it's not a Teretz. Rabbi Yochanan has to write the Yishalmi. Finish. What do you mean you're dead? What kind of Teretz is that? Ran the street, Baal Lakisha, Baal Lakisha. Or Shteita. There's no Teretz in the Welt. And Rabbi Yochanan's Levin, there's no Teretz in the Welt. What do you mean you're dead? Now, every Teretz that you have, Tzavamik has to fuck away from the Antirutz. For every single thing that you could have, what do you do? So who can sell? Who can you tell your Torah to? Let's say you ask a younger man. What did you learn this man? First of all, he has to think. He doesn't even remember what he learned this man. Okay. I learned Bob Metzia. See, he says, you know, you has me get over. Bobby, you'll have Hanoah for me one day. You'll have a lot of Yiddish and Achas. Okay, Yankel, very good. You could sell this Bobba Meisah to your Bobba. To your friend, you're going to say, oh, you're going to have a lot of Nachas for me. You can't talk that much to Nachas. To the Hezekiah. You know, now's the tkufa where we're learning how to learn. So, Dikazach is not much to me. Dias have heard it, but you got to learn. You got to learn how to learn. So, let's skip over and see. Let's go back into the Vegas Kasha. What do you need a pasuk for? We're learning Yevomis now. Good, okay. Yeah. If you have a son 25 years old, the son is good at everything learning, and your son is going to ask you, Tata, did you learn to ask your Bob Metzia? Can I ask you something? What are you going to tell your son? I'm learning how to learn. What tenets could you tell your son? I don't know what you're going to get away with it. What are you going to tell your Rebbe? You have to come up with a different tenets you tell your Rebbe. Okay, this, that. What would you tell Rav Shach? What would we tell Moshe Feinstein? Let's go back a little further. What would we tell the Goyna? How far could you sell your Lux and Toyota? How could you sell your baloney? So when you're caught with that Veda, there's a lot of people that you could fool. You fool your Bobby. You could fool your wife most of the time. You could fool your kids. You could fool... You can't fool your Rebbe. How far up could you go? Talk about David Bleicher. David HaMelech, whatever he did, he has a teretz that's good enough till Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Om Rav Yonasan. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Om Rav Yonasan looked in Dovra Mel's teretz, was a Dovra Mel getan? Dovra Mel got shen good to teretz. Dovra Mel is not a fool, not a rosha. Dovra Mel is a regular review for a makova. It's yad a cheshmet. Dovid, so when can you fakoyf with that teretz? So Dovra Mel can fakoyf zain teretz until Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Om Rav Yonasan. You cannot come out of your mouth that Dovra Melech is wrong. Because Dovra Melech, in your fashtand, he could explain to you that he didn't do an Aveda. Oh, but you do Dovra Melech. Why did you do what you did? He said Chatozi. So, David Bleicher, the famous mice from Rabbi Sol Salanter. Rabbi Sol Salanter once said a shir. When Em said, Taranga hatak a bombe. So, Rabbi Sol thought for a second. And then he said, Yisrael, the lens of Musa, get up from Bim. So he asked him, what was the calculations? He said like this. Obviously, he threw some kaikalot that Makshin sent to his mole. He showed the Makshin, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Oh, but in the Kasha, there was real. There was a Kasha. You have a tenets that can fool him. Of Nochala Maisis. There is a Kasha there. Now, you saw the lens of Musa Gero. When a person can say Chatosi, to who could you sell your Trutzim? Rav Shach said over, comes to Ben Azman, in fact, when I young a man, she goes, the line Ben, what's lines though? I'm not the one that's the one that you have to if I am for sich. Is it gonna come a time you have to go all the way higher than Rav Shmuel Nachmeni Om Rav Yonasan? You're gonna go all the way up to the top. Dalef ne mi ata osa bidin v'cheshmen. So before you do anything you have to realize that who's the one that you're gonna have to for emphasize to. So the Melech Malchi Am Lohm says it's five plates and novice and Peri Gimel Mishnah Aleph. The grace of heaven halal was a state of Nechazal that he didn't close the whole Azara. All the Yidda went in the Azara together. Didn't go to Akavi ben Mahalal. Yidda Sacher. That took Zach. What's the end of an Eitzes? Stack up a Shloisha at Dvarim and Rabbal the Aved of us. If Naimi Ato Osa Nevechesh. Remember. What's your teretz? What are you reading in the newspaper Shabbos afternoon? Well, you know, I gotta rest up. You know, I just ate enough chont. I'm gonna get starving. I gotta rest up. What do you want for my life? Give me a... to who could you sell this to? This Baba Meisah. So before you do any pula, just the Aleph Naimi Ata Osa Lidim V'cheshem. The Melech Malchei Amlochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's very because of a Kef 9 teretz. And then it says weiter. The Mishn Dal, Perik Dal, the Mishn Chavez. Akoch Ata Chai, Akoch Ata Meis, Aba Lazan Akap Oma. You have to realize, in every single pula that you're going to do, Tzavem gets to the end. I'm too tired, I'm too weak, I'm too this, I'm too that. I have a headache, I have this, all these lokshim, all these things, all this baloney. You have to realize, Tzavem gets to the end. Who are you going to give these truths to? Now let's see what happened over here with Dovid, since I see it's getting a little bit late. Let's go back over here with David. David and Shaul, what's the difference? We asked last week, what's the chiluk? He says, Kamalo Yecholav Lamagish Gavad Lamorisayah, Shaul Ba'achas Va'osaloi, and David Vishnai Va'loy Osaloi. Why is it that the Abishta, when Abishta made it by, when David HaMelech Gatan Ein Aveda, Shaul HaMelech Gatan Ein Aveda, and he lost everything. And David HaMelech Gatan Tzvei Avedas, and he didn't lose it. And what's the Teitz? The Teitz is Azei. When David HaMelech right away was confronted, when he did Aveda, so what it knows, V'yom Yisach Hashem is Nosin El David. V'yom Elov Yishnei Yigeri Tom Nishnei. So he said, Chai Hashem Ki Ben Movesu. So he said, Ata Ish. Tu B'shen Amench. What did David say? He said, Chatosi. David HaMelech was strong enough to say right away, Chatosi. Masha'enkin by Shol HaMelech. Shol HaMelech, if you take a look, and the Pesuk that speaks about what did Shol HaMelech do, right away, the Abishah tells him. It tells him to Shmuel. He tells him, "Lech ve'kisas amolek, lech ve'kisas amolek." You have to kill everybody. This and that. What happens? Then he says, "Boy, Baruch Hashem." He says, "Hakemoisis dvar Hashem." Azok hakemoisis dvar Hashem. So Shaul, he has what's the coil of the shof? Oh, that's the hashachom la'om. Hakemoisis dvar Hashem. Hakemoisis dvar Hashem. Hakemoisis dvar Hashem. Shaul did not have the strength to be moider, no matter what Shmuel was telling him. Till finally he told him, Hezekhan, you're losing everything. And David HaMelech is going to take over. David is going to be the king. You're going to lose everything. All of a sudden it's up to Chatasi. First time he said Chatasi because of the fault. And then afterwards, till he got to the Hakor Chatasi, because he couldn't say Chatasi. The chilin between David and Shaul, Zogt Masho, and that's the chat in the Gemara. Then as the Avish gives the Amesh Yat HaShemayah, if a person has the strength to say Chatasi. David HaMelech said Chatasi, see, even if he did two Avedis, is loyal, loyal. Shaul HaMelech did one Aveda, but he didn't have the strength to say. Avud Naz against a Maimon. David HaMelech was an Ari, come from Shevet Yehuda. Shaul HaMelech was a Yoban, he's a Zeiv. A Zeiv doesn't have the strength. A Zeiv runs away from a battle. He tries to fool this, that, but he runs away. Head on collision, he doesn't make with the Soine, he runs for his life. He's Kenanish, he came from Yom, he didn't have that strength. Whatever the time is, at the end of the story, he didn't do it. Kenanish is a Kenanish, and the Melech. A Melech is strong enough that he has to get up to say that Chatasi. The first thing a person has to realize, in everything that he does, and all the Tzrutzim that he wants to use, Tzrutzim, Azat Eretz, a person has to realize these Tzrutzim, that has to sell, you have to sell your Tzrutzim, say Melech, Malchi, Amlochim. You can't just sell to your Chavrusa, not to your Baba, not to your wife, not to your cats, not to this and that, so go on. And if a person sees that the Tzrutzim is not going to hold water, then you have to say Chatasi. You have to realize, I cannot do such a thing, and if you're over it, it's like a Chatasi. And this is the cheshem that a person has to do every single day. You ask a person, how did you bench? You bench with a siddur? Well, I have to bench with a siddur. I know by heart. You bench, you said, I was once at Rab Leib Lapyan came to Lakewood, and he came to Rab Nosson, for Shetzach, I got him to Harayim, I wanted to be there, I wanted to see how two, these caliber people, how they talk on the Sikhas Chulun, the Sikhas Torah. It was very nice. So by benching, it's Rab Leib Lapyan, he asked Rab Nosson for a bencher. Couldn't believe the person was in his 70s. On a bed for a bencher. He's benching Baruch, Atom, a bencher. A bench with a bencher. What's the pshat? You see, there's a different type of... Do we bench? Does it mean anything? So maybe if somebody asks, how do you bench? So you're going to have to do it. So, well, I know about this. So therefore, you'll never say Hashiveinu on that. You'll never say Shlach Lo Nedam, because you'll never say Chatasi. In every single pulah that you do, you have to see... What is the level that says, and so then if I keep my tzutzim, and if you can't keep it to the people that are bigger than you, then you have to be moider, tzutzim, and you have to go back. the Rabbi Tzela Peterberg, he says a moider de gezach, he says in the olden days, you understand if somebody did something wrong to a king, to go to the king and to ask the king to pardon you for the oinish, the design and the tzar and the pachad, he wouldn't be able to do it. But one thing he can do, he can write a letter. He can write a letter to the king, he'll sit down and write it, get someone to help him, he'll write it nice, and send the Gevalik about Kovadik, he can send a letter. He says, in the olden days, when people used to do tshuva, they were standing lefnei Hashem, achet shechaton lefonecho. And when the person said that vidah, he was so broken, at ma'agish gevan asadon, eivish and nevel, and he said, achet shechaton lefonecho, take a bet and fuck hakoda. He says, haint, afilu v'medavant, it's only a letter. It's only a letter. You're only writing a letter. Because you're not really Margish Hashivisi Hashem. And at most, what you're doing is you're sending a letter up to Shemayim. And the tefillah is all Ruv Gain and Himmel. But you, in front of with the Yevshi, you don't have that Masa Matan. And the Mele Zakar Bitzalev, we don't have the Harota. Because you're not really in front of the king. You're not asking the king to help you. You're not asking the king to be Merchu you. At most, you're writing a letter. Today, Tracht Amanut. Today, Haintam Gedavin, from the last 24 hours, I'm going to write tefillahs. Do you feel Shavisi? Did you feel that you're writing to the Yevshi a letter? Or we don't even have that. Is boss solo some mention we can some mention always clear from that when is matzav a person that through my soul from the benish chai zot the merit gezach he says he starts on a mission an obvious and pedig vav mr maze mr base omna yeshua lei ve chol yom ve yom baskol yotzes ma chol ve ma chrez ve mes oilem le bis ma boyne shol tayde Plus, the bonus shall tell you people the tzurutzim that people have. A person says he has a headache. What do you mean? He has a headache. Chos v'lois, he has a tzurutzim. Something else. Over the headache, the fact that his head hurts him, that's not a tellus. Zokte Benish Chai in the Shana Shnei of Parshas Bereisha, Zokte Amelie de Gezach, Zokte Namoshel. Amalamad Kum Tarani Yeshiva, Kum Tarani Zan Talmidim, and he says it's Shiva Osava, it's Shiva Osava Talmud. So he says he knows that he's going to say a Shir to Zan Talmidim, they're not going to be a Rangaton. So he says, you know what? So he tells the Talmidim, he vase vos, he says, Haint is a Chobakob Vetik, Haint is a Tonis. He says, let's go outside and we'll play. Whatever the game was in that name, whether it was an Arabic game, but us, let's say we'll play basketball. Play with five. How much can come? All of a sudden, he sees the Bukhar, my mom was playing. It was in its name. Mom was shooting me. What was going to be? Teletz, your teletz was going to us. But then when it comes to play basketball, us, the Yad, the Kov, yes, the Yad, the Teletz. So, Ogdev and Ishchai, that's those Zoktans, the Mishnah. Zoktans, the Mishnah, Zoktans, the Tanah, Rosh Hashanah, Vecho Yoim, Ve Yoim, Baskol, Yoitzes, Mahachodet. Machres is oilem lebrius from a bainus for toida. Because a person has a guns to talk, a lot mitrutzim. And a person will change the whole bria, change everything to be matzik and mitrutzim. And that's what he can't do. That's what he's allowed to do. And when I heard from Abnosin, I heard this mice from Abnosin, and I saw it in the Sefer. There was a moedig tzaddik. Is it Ramosha D. Leon? The Emek Amela brings it, they all bring the story of Moira de Gazach. And he brings a Vosses night, a mensch that realizes Vosses Chet and what he wants to do for Kapolet. That's only when a person realizes Chotosid. He was a person that was a Rosh Goma Kola Yomov. And once Ramosha D. Leon passed him, and he asked him, the person said, Rebbe, Sada Zach, a Moker in the Torah as a Rosh Azevi, and he says on himself, can turn tshuva and can have a kapora full of zavedis. So he didn't like that. The Ramosha di Leon, he didn't like that. As is ponah from Yana Mechutzif, but he wanted a chapim. So he says, there is one way you can do all your zavedis and get off in a second. So he says, how? So he says, if you're willing to die, if you're willing to say chatosi and say vidui, and willing to die on the spot, then your tshuva will be niskabel. But the man could go, if that's all it is, okay, so I'll do it right now. So Moshe told him, okay, come right into the Beis Medrash. Right away, they took him into the Beis Medrash, this person, and he started really getting his service to tshuva. He says, in 1 second, I get everything off. In 1 second? He says, sure. He says, what are you going to do? He says, I'll tell you. We're going to tie you down to this chair, and then we're going to hold you from Beit HaZaitin, and we're going to take lead, we're going to cook up lead, and we're going to throw it down your throat. I'm going to burn you to death. But you're going to have to say vidui. So if you're willing to do this, so in, from now over here you're living in this belt, in 15 minutes you'll be in Gan Eden. It takes us 15 minutes to heat up this lead and turn it into liquid, and then we'll just pour it down your throat. You'll say vidui. So you're interested in doing tshuva? In a minute, this design. From life to death, you'll ride the Gan Eden. So the person got in the soya. He says, okay, if that's all it takes is 1 minute to do, then I'm willing to do it. If I have to go through all those answers, tshuva sa mishkal, and I'm a quick, 1 second, I'll do it. So then he says, okay, but now you have to say vidu. And they got the lead, they cooked up the lead, and it became a ganzer scene. Everybody ran to the Beis Medrash. As a Moshe Gaiton, these plea dika mice, he's given some a strafer. In the olden days, before Matan Torah, there was a lot of times they used to do, I mean, that was one of the ways they used to burn people that way. Vitzisu, Vitzisarif was, they used to burn down, some of them used to take chavilis or eights, and they used to burn people. By us, that's also strafer, you know, the Anjushman strafer. But the Medrash Tzavaka, he's a masker. His first Moshe Dilon explained to him what is meant chet. And the person got his soldiers. And that was too late. He was tired already. And then he said, now you have to say Shema. And the mention of Givain. He finally got to the dagger that he was supposed to. And then he told him that people were watching. They took Tzvei Gibarim. They're holding the Tzvangim. They picked up the thing. And he opened up his mouth, and then right away he took out honey and he put honey into his mouth. So the person chapped right with the honey, so he spit it out. So he said, this is Morganai. So he says, you want to do tshuva? This is not the way you're going to tshuva. Now you're going to do tshuva like a mensch. And the person became a bal tshuva. As gedissen for sich sticker. And he said, Rebbe, swear to me that you're not going to leave me. I'm not leaving this bankel. You're not going to leave me, and you're going to bring me into Olam Haba, into Gan Eden. So he swore to him. And he stayed with him for many, many years. And he did tshuvas on Mishkol. He did at gedissen every day for the rest of his life. He fasted. The great tzaddik, the Baal Mekubal, Rav Moshe de Leon, he was nifta. When he was nifta, right before he was nifta, the person couldn't take his Rebbe, and he said he can't live without him. And he was crying. And he cried so hard that he was asking everybody in the whole, the Chavraya, they should be Messiah, that he should die. That he should die because he can't be without his Rebbe. He's afraid that maybe he's going to make another mistake. Sure enough, he got weaker, and he got, within a few days later, he was nifta. And he was nifta, so they came to him. Right before he was nifta, he was hallucinating. He was, you know, eating like this. And he says, "Pnu mokem." He says, "Ramosha de Leon kum tanan yes et geshvoyin et menemetz ganeid na gate menemetz ganeid." And the Baal Mekubalim at that kufa, the Emek Amelik means the story. The Baal Mekubalim said a lot of them had a dream that they saw the way that Moshe de Leon was sitting together with this Baal Tshuva. They were sitting together in ganeid. I heard the story from Abnosin. I heard it from Avsholim. It's printed in Svarim. It's up to Razay. First of the mensch katon, vifel daf a mensch katon, if he's willing to do tshuva, once he says chatosi, how much are you willing to give up? The Torah says we're not willing to do, first we don't say tshuva, we don't do tshuva, and even if we do tshuva, we're not willing to put in the shveis, to pull in all these things, to pull in the moiridika avodit that you have to, and it's a moiridika avodit that you have to do that. Rabbi Aaron once came to Nasifa, he was a taki for daitoi, and explained them that they have to do kach for kach. And a lot of people, Misnagid, Gedoyis, and Rabbanim were against them. At Rabban Gizok Tazay. You'll take a look. He's from Shachnei them with this word. He said, if you take a look in the Sharagmul, the Ramban brings in that there's three times a person has a din. First, he has it in Rosh Hashanah. He's a din. It's Chav Oynish. Second time, he has it after 120. And the third time, he has a Yerma Din Agol Levan Doilem. That's the Pasuk Malach. So it's about Bisham and Rosh Hashanah did also slab miyichim miyom. So what did you do? But what's the din of God of Anoyda? What kind of din is that on the person? He really did. He would have done the person every year. He done the person after his life. What else is there? So what did I say? Let's say a person makes a decision. Let's say the marshal. We'll talk a little bit. Oh, let's say you make a decision that your house Talmud Torah is not connected kulam. Talmud Torah is a wonderful thing, but it's not connected kulam. So you brought up a whole family. And their family, and the Ad Sefer Deres, where Talmud Torah is not going to get the Kulam, where all these kids could have been Gedolei Yisrael, all these Meidla could have been Beis Yankov teachers, they could have been Murdik Mashpiyim. But your stupidity, and you were too Perlik Earl to realize that there's such a thing as Talmud Torah going to get the Kulam, and you decided not that way. Because you were Perlik that oil, you were Goydim thousands and thousands of Yiddish kinder, all the Mejah Deres. So who pays for that? So after that, you have to wait until at the end. Then we go back to see who was guiding all these things. So, Kravarin, when a person makes a decision, and any decision that he makes, it's negate the doy the doyness. It's not only your decision right now. Should I learn? Shouldn't I learn? Should I daven? Shouldn't I daven? Should I be bekoyvidoish? Whatever your decision is, but negate your decisions, it's that you can't pay for now. You have to wait for at the end. So he warned them with his gun to the kifis that anybody that doesn't listen and understand the achrayus of the decision that he held, that he says, you realize it's a b'chir l'doidus. Those people don't understand, those Nara Shabalabatim that brought the stadium over here. They brought the stadium. I was involved a little bit for a few Naskonim to start when they realized, Gaval, they're going to bring in the stadium because they got, I've got the write-offs, the kickbacks, and the this, the shtick submission, the mention, that they got everything for money, and they voted it in because they could end up getting money. So a few of the people that told me they were by their meeting, I wasn't at actual at that meeting with the Knakis from Stott. I was in Rothschild's house hearing the meeting of what was going on to see if there's anything that can be done. So the person told me there's going to be a Bechil Adoyris. It'll be a Bechil Adoyris. You'll never be able to undo what you did. Once you bring a stadium, the ganze Stott is on this, and all the kids, Seif Kosef, from the Chshuvim from Stott, the kids went to the stadium. And they don't understand for a Podala, they'll do this for a Podala, you're like a Chamoy, you show a carrot, he follows the carrot to this. And what's Tutin in this for a Dolahayim? And they think they're going to buy Torah with guilt. And how much hellas was brought in when people make psholes. Sayin Ruchni is Tikkun 11, and they bring Sayin, and they bring Lamud Echoil, and they bring this. Pshoros, you think you're going to Fadin. It's a Bechil, a Doiris, you'll never be able to undo it. And only a Din of a Din of a Godel of a Noida, a Din of a Achas Ayomim. Take a person that has an internet in Shtug. Take a person that lets his kids have the beautifulness, the things you do with the thumbs, no? How do you know? Texting, the text that I think. I was starting called Shimsha, I see a guy with his on the. I don't know what's going on. In the olden days, he used to go like this. He says, he's busy. Text. In the middle of davening, it's a text. It's a straight through the davening. He's busy in the davening. He's shaking his davening. So the one that brings has the Tata, Mama, Grace, Chacham, they have a tag, these machine kalach. And then the kids pick it up, and then they text, and you don't know this, and that. You open up. Verkit batzon for those. You're screaming at your kids, oh, you know what I have. You were the ones that taught that kids. The Bechir, the Dirty, Zakra Bari, and every pull that you do, you have to realize the achrayis that you're carrying on your shoulders. The types of clothes that you buy, the types of the eating habits, everything that you do is vital. Then afterwards you say, oh, what's Fashtain versus my Chatasi? And this person is Fashtain versus my Chatasi. The Friedrich at Kufa, they were Rabbeim, Grace, Gedolim, Yisro, that used to teach us, that had the Torah, was his main Chet, was his main Mechila, Slicha, Vachapora. Why do we need all three things? Was Tutav Chet, was the Pagam of Naveda? High top minister Yizach. He was once in Malam in the olden days, a lot of people didn't have the strength to send the kids, they lived in different places, to yeshivas, there weren't so many yeshivas, and there wasn't kids, so they used to bring Malam them to the houses, and people, the rich people, and then people used to come. So a bunch of kids from the areas, they used to learn by the Malamed in one person's house. Because it was once a Malamed was a Chassidus Malamed, and he was under the Balatanya, Sahashpo. When Zayin Pados was at Galen with Yiddish Kinder, and he was a Malamed, it came time for Yom and Eroim, so I vegezetz with the Kinder, and he started explaining him, Vos is made chet. The person was a chassidus yunga man, mulle yirishamayim, mulle yirishamayim. And like Rishol Salanti says, hashpoh, the thais is a gisach ibe. I'm sure you tell somebody else, you have so much, it just pours out over you, it just pours out. Hashpoh means, mafsazeful in zich, as a gisach ibe tzahandre. And the person that I get gang, was his main chet, was his main pagam for chet. And he started speaking about the bochum chet, and he started speaking what's made bitul toida. Shmiris halosh and shmiris habris, all the different shmiris, and he started crying. He's crying at the Bochum. He had a Bochum. There were 10 Bochum over there. The Bochum were there, and they were learning, and they were hearing versus main. Versus main Pagam, versus main Pagam, and Aveda, the kids of the Mamshi, it's a tumult. The owner of the house, the Osher, he is as Mevain. So he was a tumult, says, well, they're supposed to be learning. So he goes by the door. He sees the Bochum and Mamshi, the heads are down, and they're crying. And Yenna Chosi, they're left, and saying, he's Indian Yodim. And said, the Ebshikin, and the Boychos, and the Farayim. Was his mate Avedis, and he was talking in the Kemisaka saying, Kitzitzeish Taikere. This person listens, he's listening, and Matlus Tefech, I'm not Fech. Mamshi won the Oisman. So he decided to, after they finished that shir, so he told them, Alam, where's the Chayim? Where's thine Eber? He said, he's a Chosef Nabalatanya. He said, Nemetz thine Eber. So he says, okay. So he says, tomorrow you'll have somebody else to say, over learn with the kids, Nemetz thine Eber. And he took him into the Balatanya. Balatanya chapter in the second, the person said, Rebbe Chagatan Aveis of Zuch Kaporis. He says, what's your plan? Like, what's your game plan? Like, what do you expect? What's your tshuva? He says, Chom Charot. He said, Lomz and Vos Acharot. He says, Mamsha, I feel terrible. I am not Hashem, my Aveis. Vos Acharot. Vos Acharot. Then the Balatanya was a roaring voice, don't even shine of him. Hey, Shibs Agzela, Shagozal. How could you do? I have the chutzpah to come to me that you want to first be turned. He says, what? Dainishoma, was the Gatons of Dainishoma. And he started learning in voice one by one as Avedis. What he did to his Neshoma, the person couldn't take it. He said, Dos Avinzi. He says, and Vos the Gagazelt from the Klal Yisrael. Every time somebody does a Gazelt of the Hashboys. And Vos the Gagazelt from the Yavish. There's no way a person can get Kapon unless he goes with Vahishim Sakzela. And Tom Yavin, he says, what should I do? He says, what you should do? And he started explaining to the person, Vos is Mike Chuba. But his mate Charot and the man shot gevaint. He was laying on the floor. He was laying on the floor, mamash. He didn't let him go. He made him mamash. Always get it from him, zaneshama. The person was always mentioned. Get up, he screamed at him and he yelled at him. Good, good, arum gevashen. says, this is the way you have to have tshuva every single day from this and the kach v'kach. She said, Vosachatoni said he did terrible avedis, he was moited to her kindness, nish from them, snish from the man, the ganze zach. So he said, well, I'll tell you, there's tshuva for that too. He says, Osahengen. He says, Osahengen. He says, the next time when it snows, Osahengen in the snow, and he should cover till your throat, and Zolzogen ganz tilamazay. This is good lighting for that avedis. And the person ended up doing it, and it was the snow, and he ended up doing it, and basically got the he found that those two kids, each one of them got killed, and that's it. And it was his kaparit was there. Came back to the Baal HaTanya, thought, tshuva, you have to be willing. I saw in the safe, I forgot which Rebbe it was. There was a go from the Gol Greisa. He was holding by leaving the Welt and his aggressor, Tamidim was standing next to him. He said, Mom, I'm veining. And the Rebbe understood what he's there crying. So he told him, you built Wissen, to them and his old game. So he says, those gains are a Rebbe, was can a Reus nemen, a Yiddish and a Shome, is a Rumwaschen und Strigger einlegen. So he asked him to them. He didn't have any purpose weiter to talk. He fell into a coma of a Kulu. A few days later, he was nicked again. He didn't know where to go. It's these two tzaddikim, I forgot the name of the Rabbein. They went and they traveled, they went all around to this Rebbe, that Rebbe, this Rebbe, that Rebbe. Couldn't find it. I'd ever make them pidgin geld, I'd ever tatos. But who's going to teach a person chatosi? Who's the person who's going to take it to the neshama? Tzarum vashem, said a rein leg in the arena in the neshama. Until they finally came to a certain place and they come to this Rebbe. Of course, the name of the mansion, they see that the people, they come into the waiting room, they see people are standing by the door, it's open a little bit, and people are sitting, and they see, that's why Amitzah came over there, Gizoki was okay, his father's Amitzah, now, Venice, and the Rebbe said, Mamish, he gave it like what the Baal HaTanya gave that person that he gave me. The mansion, the Zeishtag, event, and then said, so these two people want to see it. So they opened up a little bit more, and they went inside, they stood by the side. Once they went in, a lot of people, they stood, so the whole wall was surrounded with people. Well, that mentioned looked up the head and the faith, and the Rebbe didn't stop him. So these two chassidim between themselves, they're smiling to each other, and one of them gives the other one, like, you know, Mazel Tov. The Rebbe said, what's going on? So he got angry. The Rebbe says, this is Esnish. What's Chutzachta? I said, what's the matzah with Simcha? And he continues right then afterwards for the guy who's Halb Toy. Then he tells these two chassidim, Gei Nemer. Give him chias. Nemem alois and give him chias. So they chap that the Rebbe basically is chapping the whole picture over here. Then they hang on machazik the mensch. As the Rebbe vet avad ahelfin and you have to do tshuva, whatever it costs, that's what's on for the tshuva with the goof. Because the Rebbe told him as much time that tshuva sa mishkel, that's what tshuva sa mishkel is. Rekech has all riches on this. Whatever hano you had from the aveda, the tshuva has to be enough tsar more than the hano. And they tell you how to be shaykulat, how to do it. Like, for every time you're angry, you have to fast 130 times. How do you like that? If we'd lived to Yimei Mr. Shelach, we wouldn't take off. Guys, the Baal HaTanya writes, if we would live the years of Mr. Shelach, we wouldn't be able to take off, according to the Tshuva Samishkel. Memele the Medav Zuchan Andre Eitzes. I thought I had a convey where the person should go. But anyway, I'll go upon him. And afterwards, the Rebbe told them, they got together to see them. They said they found the chunda, the makabel, the morris. They were looking for chasam. And them today say Yiddish and hind vegit is tov. Ver tut nish hind chet. Vifu yom kippur zachen hob. Fadi yom kippur. For the yom kippur goof. What we did in yom kippur zachen hob. I hear somebody tell me chochma. Tell me vifu shtus must get tracht in mitten from malchus of chaynis and shachis. You can write volumes of shtusim that went through your head. Nay, zok to zicher. This is with the art school and with the Shimshim Pinkus and with all the different types of Sidurim and Marzuri. But this is with everything. Hakol. It's Vegeta Stanz. Who's going to take out your neshama to have this Gain Sahin Sahin Rebbe? They're happy when you come. They're always them and all of them again. And they'll build Moistless, Father. You know, but who's going to do it? Them, so them is also Gain Hain. You go to Rab Chaim Kenevsky, the Zogim Broch of Hatzlach. So who's going to do it to you? Rabbi Yashiv, you can't get into it. So who's going to do it? He's only one Eitzer. You're going to have to take a Chavrusa. And you have to rise from Zechan and make with you a Chavrusa, a Chesh ben HaNefesh, every day, whatever your names want to. And whatever is wrong, you have to realize it's wrong. We have to be Mechazik each other. And if you're not going to do it, it's not going to happen. Remember, I want to go weiter. Remember, some verses made to Chet. Why Shaul the Meile from Dover HaMelech, how Dover HaMelech was Chai V'Kayom, and Shaul lost everything, and then we have to get back to Odom Rishon, Rabbi Elazar Ben Yedaya, Moses made the Amen Shalos of Mechazak, saying, don't be afraid. that a person should say chatos, you have the strength, and know that your escalator is going down, you have to move, reis mezach shtika. But remember the shlissa for the hatzlochas, you have to do it yourself. There's no one that's going to do it with you, you have to do it, no one's going to help you. You have to be makabling yourself the oil, toida, the oil, mitzvah, the oil from tshuva. But the Amelch says, who hakim oil is all tshuva. The oil of tshuva, he was making it, that's such a thing that there could be about tshuva in the belt. And Tovra Amel, the regular review from Makova, he did tshuva, Savada daf mitzvah and tshuva. We know the next week will be now.